just and how excited are you guys to tee it up Thursday against LSU?
Man, it's really exciting for a lot of us. This is our last time playing in Cal Field, so it's going to be a great one.
Do you think you'll be emotional before the game?
Probably not before, but probably after I will.
Is it hard to believe it's your last game at Cal Field?
Man, it just happens so fast. Sometimes you just go through the motions. Well, not go through the motions, but it's just day after day, and before you know it, it's your last one.
Have you talked about maybe getting to the Sugar Bowl if you win this game?
I mean, we talk about just winning this game and see where we can go from there, but we don't talk about any specifics. We just know if we win, it's a better bowl.
So what a win over LSU mean for you guys?
I mean, it would just put a cap to the end of this season. We have been on a little struggle for the past 3 or 4 games, so it would just give us a stamp to let us know that we can just finish strong.
Do you kind of feel like a babysitter on Saturday with all those young guys in the defensive secondary with you?
Not really a babysitter, but the leadership, it comes out front more because you know you gotta keep those guys on track because there's the first time out there, some of them.
Were you doing a lot of talking?
Yeah, but it was fun, though.
Yeah?
Did they
do okay?
Yeah, they did. They did quite well.
Uh-huh. The big push, I guess, this year was to be better at run defense, and obviously you'll get a chance to prove, I guess, where you guys are with LSU Thursday.
Say it again?
Well, the fact that LSU runs the ball so well, you guys have an opportunity to kind of show how much improvement you've made.
Right. This is a great game. They got great backs. And this will be a great game to show that we can stop the run also.
What does it mean to be playing on Thanksgiving night?
I mean, this is my first time ever playing on Thanksgiving, so I'm looking forward to it.
How big a challenge is it with working on a short week?
I mean, really just getting guys to recover from last week. We got 3 or 4 days like we practiced yesterday, so it came around quick. So just getting guys mentally and physically ready to go is going to be the toughest part.
Less practice, that's got to be a good thing.
Yeah, less practice, more film.
Yeah.
How much of an impact did a healthy Myles Garrett have on this defense as a whole?
A healthy Myles Garrett is arguably the best in the country, so with him 100%, it's always great to have him. But he battled a few injuries here and there, so he wasn't able to quite do what he could do. But now it looks to me like he's 100%, so that's always good.
I guess how much easier does that make everybody else's job when he's playing at that level?
I mean, when everybody is 100%, it's just going to make your job much easier.
Do you kind of feed off of him? Do guys feed off him when he's making plays on the field?
Yeah, we feed off of each other, each and every. Like, when anyone makes a play, we're going to feed off, no matter really who it is.
How nice was it to have Priest back there playing corner at times last game?
It was real nice to see him get back out there for a few snaps and get him going for this game.
How would you compare and contrast Fournette and Geist, the two running backs they have?
How are they similar or different?
Yeah, both, I guess.
I mean, they both got great vision. They both powerful. I mean, Fournette is a little bigger. I think Geist is much more of a quick twitch back, but they're both great running backs, and it's going to be a challenge for us to stop them.
If I recall, you grew up an LSU fan, right?
Yeah.
So what's this game mean to you to play in this situation?
I mean, I've always grown up liking them, like you said, but it's just fun for me to be able to play them on Thanksgiving, my senior night. It just all plays a part, and it's just fun for me.
You pay attention all to their secondary, not necessarily for game planning, but just when you watch them, have you paid attention to their secondary at all and know any of those guys?
Yeah, I follow a few of those guys.
What do you think of how they've played this year?
I really don't know, but as an individual standpoint, I know me and Jamal, we're not really friends, but I know of him. He knows of me, so I kind of follow him here and there, see what he's doing.
Important for you guys to get that win last week just to get that bad taste out of your mouth and kind of enjoy some success.
Yeah, it's always great to get a win, and it just helped us to come in for this week. It's a short week, so we just got to come in ready, focused and ready to go, try to get another W.